This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. The independent film The Diary of a Teenage Girl opens this weekend. The film was one of the standouts of Sundance Film Festival, and Sony Pictures Classic bought it, hoping it would blow up at the box office. But other indie films of the summer have struggled. For more, we go to Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Molly.
So we've seen some pretty hyped indie films sputter at the box office this summer, right?
We have. There was lots of buzz around a movie called Dope. It was the talk of Sundance, but it wasn't a breakout hit. There were also high hopes for another Sundance darling, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. There were bidding wars for the film. It got great reviews and then pretty much crickets, at least in movie terms. The movie's made about $6.5 million. And to put that in a little context, Mission Impossible made $20 million over that on just opening night.
So were competing blockbusters the problem, or what went wrong here?
Part of the problem might come back to these competing blockbusters. This was a summer where critics have been pretty enthused about these tentpoles. They gave great reviews to Mission Impossible, Spy, Mad Max, others. But USC professor Jason Squire says it's sort of an ebb and flow in the indie movie industry that the people just expect.
There are always, every year, examples of movies, big and small, that don't perform compared to expectations. That's the nature of the movie business. That's why it's such a fascinating business.
So, Molly, the next big indie breakout could be right around the corner. We just have no idea.
But what does that mean? I mean, that's all well and good to say it's just part of the business. But what does it mean for indie filmmakers and distributors who are hoping to get picked up next year?
Well, I think that there's a sense that more and more indie filmmakers are looking for other distribution models for their films. They're starting to think about things like video on demand, maybe putting their films out there so we can stream them when we want. And many of these indie films play really well on our home TV, so it makes some sense. You know, and it's all the industry trying to figure out how to get more of us watching and paying to watch the movies they've made.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you.
Thanks, Molly.